This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, and my guest on the Breakfast Grill today is Puan Mastura Mohamed Khaled, Chief Operating Officer of PTPTN, or Pabadanan Tabong Pendidikan Tinggi Nasional. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Puan Mastura.
Yeah, good morning.
You were last here in December 2016, that is, on the Breakfast Grill, and I believe my former colleague Ibrahim Sani spoke to you then. Now, a lot has happened since then, but remember, you can always be part of this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. Whether you have a PTPTN loan or you settled your PTPTN loan or you have a child who's taking up a PTPTN loan, you have a skin in this story. I want to begin, if we can, with the fact that since May 9th, we've had some changes at PTPTN, namely in the leadership. Your chairperson is Wan Saifulwan Jan. He's with the Bersatu as a political party, but he's also with Ideas, a think tank that promotes a small government and a free market ideals. How has his entry into PTPTN changed the direction of the organization?
Okay, as you know, that PTPTN has been established for 20 years already, and Encik Wan Saifu just came in last 2 months. So we are now in the process of doing whatever alignment towards what the new government is anticipating from PTPTN. So if you see that there are two manifestos with regards to PTPTN, which is the first one is to release or to whitelist the borrowers from the blacklist with Jabatan Immigration. And the second one is to give the deferment for borrowers below 4,000 of income. So we are at the moment doing some analysis and process on whether we have to do the deferment or how we can come about with what are the suitable models for repayment.
Poor Master, as you noted, this is an organization that's been around for 20 years. How stable has its objectives been? What do you expect from this new government? Is it a radical shift in terms of objectives and values that this new government is bringing, especially the leadership of Wan Saifu? Or do you expect it to be mostly continuity from the past?
Okay, I think as we know that the vision for PTPTN establishment is to become a financial institution with its own financial resources for education loan, and also the mission to manage funds for the purpose of higher education, where the main objective is to ensure that everybody can pursue their higher education if they are given the chance, and there is no reason they cannot pursue their higher education due to financial limitation. So I believe with the new government, they are also looking towards the same objective. Maybe there are certain things that need to be aligned with their objective, but I think the main reason is to help the needy people for further their higher education.
You know, one of the early statements made by Wan Saifu as a chairperson of PTPTN was to announce that borrowers would be given a certain period, I think it was July 17th or July 25th, to update their latest income information in order to, in fact, continue with or perhaps enjoy those waivers or deferments. How many, in fact, complied with this update call?
Okay, if you see there are about 1.8 million of borrowers that are supposed to do their repayment already, and around 400,000 already fully paid their loan. So we have around 1.5 million borrowers need to do their repayment at the moment. As we know that PTPTN is giving loan to students, at the point of their application for the loan, we do not have their income information. And what we know is that we are giving loan to students. After they finish their studies, they have to do their repayment according to the agreement. So when the government announced that they want to give deferment for students below income 4,000 a month, so we need to do a check whether they earn 4,000 and below or 4,000 and above. So that's why we do the income updates through our portal. So as of the deadline, around 500,000 students already update their information. So for us, maybe there is
So that's less than 50%.
Yes. So as we announced already that anybody who do not update, maybe because they earn above 4,000, or they do not need a deferment. Because you see that we have around 1.5 million borrowers already doing their repayment, whether they do they pay it consistently every month, or they pay it lump sum early of the year for the 12 months, or at the end of the year for the whole year repayment. So maybe this part, the people fall in this category, feel that they do not need to update their income information because they still want to continue doing the repayment of their loan.
Okay, so that's the most generous interpretation of those figures.
Yeah, but I think because at the moment, we are also waiting for information from other government agencies, such as EPF, Income Tax, Accountants General Department, so that we can match the data and we can have a more accurate information about the borrower's income.
And we'll come back to the question of data because I know it's very important to the smooth running and the efficiency of the system. But, you know, the issue of borrowers, they have, in some respects, a bad reputation among the general public. This is more vague, you know, a culture of entitlement. They feel that, yes, I've taken a loan, but I really should have gotten my education for free. And so I, in terms of my list of priorities, repayment to PTPTN loans is the lowest. The other is the fact that, and you mentioned it when you were last on, that repayment rates are 50%. So for an organization like yourself that you represent, this is very bad. A bank would not have such a low repayment rate, right? This would be almost crisis levels. Has the attitude of a borrowers changed? I mean, in your experience, you've been at PTPTN for many years. Do you see a sea change in the way a PTPTN borrowers think about their responsibility to larger society, to future borrowers?
Okay, I think what we see from these previous few years, we can see that there are they have shown a very good increase in our loan collection. So at the moment, as of 30th June, out of 19.7 billion, we have collected 13.5 billion, which represents around 81% from the amount that to be collected. And from 1.8 million of borrowers that are supposed to pay, 1.5 million or 68% already start doing their repayment. And you can see from the history record that in 2015, we only collected 1.45 billion, increased to 3.43 billion in 2016, and then 3.98 billion in 2017. So what we see from this is that actually borrowers are already aware that they need to fulfill their obligation for the future of a new generation.
I understand, and this was reported, that you target 4 billion for this year in terms of collection. Are you going to achieve that target?
Okay, at the moment, we see that maybe we cannot achieve the target because at the moment, until 30th June, we only achieve 1.5 billion. Okay, so we have around 6 months to get another 2.5 billion, which I think maybe it's quite difficult for us. And this is mainly due to maybe people are still waiting for the decision from the government. Because if we see that last year, our average collection per month is around 330 million per month. But this year, we achieve around 200 million a month.
And what decision are they waiting for in order to make their repayments?
Okay, they are waiting for what is the new government will be doing about their loans or about anything in the procedure of PTPTN or any new policies for loan repayment in PTPTN.
Do you think borrowers are hoping that they will have a write-off of their loans? That this might be something in the, in perhaps as a political move that they might write off those loans?
Most probably. Because if we read the social media, what is reported in social media, we can see that there are around 50-50. Some saying that it's not good, we must pay for our future. But some of them say that the government need to give free education. But I think nowadays, if you see that the government has given free education, almost free education, from kindergarten to primary school to secondary school. But I think higher education is actually an option for people. If we give free education for everybody, maybe not everybody can go for higher education. So that's why I think we must make some correction to this misconception.
I'm speaking to Puan Mastura Mohamed Khaled, CEO of PTPTN. Remember, you can always add your voice to this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. We'll be back with some of your questions, but also a look at data collection. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, and just joined us. My guest today on The Breakfast Grill is Puan Mastura Mohamed Khaled, CEO of PTPTN. You can join this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio or WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899. We've had quite a number of tweets and WhatsApp messages coming in. But before we get to those questions, I do want to come back to something that you said, Puan Mastura, about different agencies and institutions in this country sharing information so that you can make sure that people are actually at the level they are. They're not claiming that they earn less than 4,000 when they're in fact earning more and therefore gaming the system. In a report, it was also noted that one of the roadblocks to data collection that will help the PTPTN is the Personal Data Protection Act of 2010. Is this a real impediment for you in terms of aligning all the databases? And do you think the new chairman, Wan Saifulwan Jan, and the government that he represents in some ways will be able to remedy the legal impediments to sharing data?
Okay, yeah, as far as we are concerned, this thing need to be seen from a various angle. So from PTPTN point of view, we have seen that as long as we are doing or as long as we need the data for the purpose of our function, which is to collect the repayment from the borrowers, we do not see that will be the setback. The APDP will be our setback. But maybe from the other agency's point of view, they still protect the data for whoever they are stakeholders. So to solve this matter, we are dealing directly with the APDP department so that to get a clearance for them. But actually, we do not need the rest of the information of the borrowers. We just need the income information so that we can fairly treat our borrowers.
Okay, there is a question from Suguna about the threshold. We have the 4,000 ringgit threshold under which you can have a deferment of payment. But what I think Suguna also points to or asks is the difference between urban borrowers and suburban borrowers or people who live and work in rural Malaysia. That number, 4,000, produced by politicians. You are, you know, a career, well, you're the statutory board, so I guess it's civil servant-like position that you hold. Do you think that 4,000 ringgit makes sense?
Okay. I think there are reasons why they put 4,000 as the threshold. But we as the agency, as I told you, that we are now doing the analysis on the data that we got. Some of the data from the borrowers, some of the data from agencies, because you want to see what are the common or what are the most group, what are the most income majority of our borrowers are in. So then we can, maybe we can formulate the better formula for a repayment. We agree that it will be different for people earning 4,000 between the urban area and suburban area. So we are now, I cannot disclose what we are doing now, but we do a lot of analysis and we are trying to see where we can do that at the best practice so that it be benefit everybody, be it the borrowers, the government and the PTPTN.
Puan Mastura, we bring you on the Breakfast Grill precisely because we want you to disclose these things. You know, because it would help us understand where this conversation needs to be. I mean, if we talk about urban borrowers, the chances are their cost of living is higher, but they also earn more. So, you know, so you the question is whether the system can be tweaked so that it's much more responsive to the variety of circumstances that borrowers might find themselves. Or would that be too difficult? Would it increase the level of bureaucratic oversight that PTPTN has to get into if the system is much more nuanced in deciding where the threshold is?
Yeah, I think first and foremost is that we need to see what is the government promise. So the first promise is that threshold is 4,000. So we work from there, whether the 4,000 is sustainable for PTPTN or not. Because financial sustainability is also important for PTPTN, because if the model is not sustainable, we may not be able to give more loans to students. Because every year we need around 3 to 3.5 billion to fund students, which is the existing students and also a new student, on average 170,000 new students a year. So that is number one, the promise of the government, and number two, the sustainability of PTPTN. That's why while doing the analysis, we are also see what are the best models.
How responsive do you think politicians or political leaders will be to your analysis? If you come back to say to them, look, you want sustainability, but you also want to be able to reward voters for, you know, putting you in power, do you, and in your experience in engaging with policymakers, with those in power, are they responsive?
I believe because the rakyat already vote for them. They are chosen by the rakyat. So I think while making the decision, they will be responsive enough. They also take the responsibility and the accountability of whatever decision that to be made towards this promise.
We have a WhatsApp message from somebody who didn't want to be named, even though it's Malaysia Baru, and you can put your name out there without fear. And the question goes this way. My son received a letter requesting him to pay his first installment, but he's not employed yet. Can he get a delay in the repayment until he gets the job?
Okay, thank you for the question. Okay, at the moment, all borrowers have 12 months grace period before they are supposed to start repayment. This is to allow them to get the job first, okay? So effective from the 13th month after graduation, they are supposed to start their repayment. But if they do not get any employment yet, they can apply for repayment deferment from PTPTN. Normally, we give them on a 6 months period up to maximum 2 years until they got a job. But I believe after 2 years, maybe they don't get permanent job, but there must be some kind of work that they do that they can earn some money. So if after 2 years they got job, but maybe lower than their academic qualification, they can also restructure their loan. It means that they can reduce their monthly installment by having a longer repayment period.
How much does it cost PTPTN to engage with individuals like this who come with their special needs, who want to restructure their debt? Is there a huge bureaucracy that the PTPTN has to maintain in order to service the needs of all your borrowers?
Okay. We always open our door. We want to be as mesra as we can be. That's why through our campaign, hashtag Boleh Bincang, actually the decision can be made by our officer at the front desk, at the counter. So if they got any problem, they cannot afford to pay according to their installment amount, they can just drop in into our office. We have around 68 counters nationwide, and the decision can be made there and then at the counter. Because we have our policy already, the repayment installment must be around 5 to 8% from their earning, from their monthly earning, and the repayment period not more than the age of 60 years old from of the borrower.
Do you think that you're too masra, that you're too open, that in fact there needs to be a little more kind of a hard edge to you? Because we have a question from Jayam Manon. He says, instead of making borrowers more responsible, we keep offering them options to delay or not to pay. Is this good management? Do you think you're too masra?
Okay, actually we have a lot of alternative and actions that we have taken. Because we have first the mesra and engagement with our borrowers where they can come and negotiate. But the later stage is where we take the enforcement action. Okay, first and foremost, maybe people think that putting the borrower's name in secrets is something that harsh for them. They cannot take any loan from financial institution. But actually, putting the name in the secrets is to educate people to make repayment according to the schedule. So that is actually a normal practice by financial institution. And after that, if they do not pay, because they do not want to take any other new financing from the banks, they just don't pay, we have our legal action process. We have the notice, and we also have saman.
Okay, so you have mesra, tapi boleh marah juga. Eh? Okay, we have a last question from Ku. He says, is it fair to scheme Simpanan Pendidikan Nasional, SSPN, depositors, as they get lower dividends? Could you help us understand that question?
Okay, Scheme Simpanan Pendidikan Nasional was introduced in 2004 to educate parents to start the financial planning towards higher education of their kids. So at the moment, we are giving them a dividend around 4% for the past 3 consecutive years. So it is quite competitive compared to other savings scheme in financial institution. If you put money in savings scheme in financial institution, maybe you can get around 2% to 3%. But in PTPTN, we give 4%. On top of that, we also got other benefits such as takaful, protection. We also have tax relief for saving a loan up to 6,000 a year per annum. So I think all in, if we calculate what benefit that are given to the depositor are more than what we give from other financial institutions.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I've been speaking to Puan Mastura Mohamed Khaled, CEO of PTPTN. And as you rightly pointed out just now, if your counter's open, you can always put your questions to PTPTN directly.
Yes, the easiest way, actually, they can just take their phone and dial 03-2193-3000. we have our customer service offices, which is mesra, to entertain our borrowers.
Okay, mesra, tapi boleh marah juga, ya? Okay, I'm Sharad Kutin, and this has been The Breakfast Grill on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, Frost and Sullivan Malaysia's mobile data service provider of the year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.